worthy.
We are on. We are point of order.
Shit.
I am Joe Sonnenblick.
I am Jason Bogdan, and Steve, as he just said on live, on air, he's not worthy.
He's not worthy.
I'm not worthy to be here. My name is Steve McGrath, and to my right, you forgot right.
Well, you never like it, and now that I don't do it, you
what?
Miss it.
We are.
You want to start over? Let's
start
over.
We have no synergy here.
I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
And I am Jason Bogdan, and with me, always to my right,
is Steve McGrath, and to my right, as always,
is Linda Peralta.
There we go.
Who knows? Who knows where the auxiliary cord went? Because, you know, we usually...
to Joe's right.
We usually put a song you on here.
It's not plugged in,
look what
think.
You got.
Song on here, and I was going to put on The Weeknd's new album, Starboy, the first song, Starboy.
This is the best we can do.
With Daft Punk. I mean, I don't really dig on Daft Punk too much. I know if Ruben's listening, he's probably just rolled over in his goddamn grave. But he's dead.
He was dead.
He died in his bed.
He died in his bed. But
that's probably how Ruben will die.
In his bed or in a grave, depending. The new Weeknd album is fucking amazing. I mean, I didn't like his first record. I thought it was pop, you know, tat. I thought it was shit. But
typical Joe.
It was just shit.
Review.
I didn't like it. It was just shit. But his new record's pretty nasty, and a lot of people aren't digging it. It seems like, and I don't understand why. It's really fucking great. That guy's got something going on. Unlike Childish Gambino, who is an absolute piece of shit. I mean, that record is awful.
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you like his show Atlanta, which is awful? That fucking record is trash.
He's had a couple of good moments in his career that you've appreciated.
Yeah, I liked three songs on his first record.
A couple of good moments.
Yes. So, we've got a new call-in system here, 718. Well, I think it's 718. Is it still the same call?
It's very new.
Is it still the same?
928.
Yeah, 9732. And there's a new way to call in. So it's this little, I think it's a little tape thing. I don't know what's going on
the
anymore.
The point is, I think we can have multiple callers. We can have them on hold, right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. And I'm not sure.
Because there have been
sure.
weeks where we've had popular demand here and people right. keep calling in and... You know,
we had Ronnie was on, Will Smith was on hold, and Will hung up by the time we could get there.
Everybody had a concussion that
Tell
day.
The truth.
Oh. Gone. As fast.
Give that man an Oscar.
As fast as it was, he's now probably in Donald Trump's cabinet. So I want to start. We got to start with Yo.
Yeah.
It's a must. Mm-hmm. It's so big. And I was told by somebody at this table that it probably wasn't going to happen.
No.
And I knew when Bartolo didn't come back, and I knew when a couple of guys that you just free up a million here and 750,000 there, that it was going to happen. And boy, did it happen to the tune of 4 years, $110 million.
Was he getting 27?
27 and a half.
But he's making 22 or 23 this year, and then he's making 30 for like the next 3 years.
Yes. So. No opt out clause. No trade clause.
Yep.
So he's ours.
Unless he gets deported by Trump.
Unless Trump finds something out.
I think that's in the contract. They've worked that out.
But Fidel is dead and we can do what we want. Yeah. So that's
he's Cuban.
He's Cuban. and that's the way it works. But Jonas Cespedes makes the Mets a playoff team immediately. Immediately.
Well, they were a playoff team last year with him.
And the year before.
Well, he was also injured for 30 or so games last year.
Maybe more. Too, yeah. You know,
and he still hit 31 home runs.
Yeah, I mean, I think to say he makes them playoffs, he puts them closer to a playoff team, but it depends on, you know, the pitching needs to stay healthy. You don't know what you're going to get out of Neil Walker for $17 million.
Bulging disc.
Who's the third baseman?
I would start TJ there and have David Wright as your platoon.
What about Reyes?
Reyes got to be your shortstop with Ozjubel Cabrera at second.
Neil Walker?
Oh, boy. We got a problem.
And who's our right fielder?
Well, who's our first baseman?
Lucas.
Yeah.
I think people are going to get traded. Yeah. I think there's going to be...
It's going to be a big week.
It's going to be a big week. And I think the Blue Jays...
When are the meetings?
Monday. And I think the Blue Jays are going to deal us something good.
You think so?
I really do. I think it's going to be Russell Martin. And I think they're going to go after Antonio Osuna.
I'll take that.
I think they're going to do it. And I think they're going to offer... If I was the Mets, I'd offer Bruce and Nimmo.
Oof. No need to give up Nimmo if there's no need to give up anything.
You got Yo, right?
They want to get rid of Bruce.
Who's the center fielder, right? Would it be Juan?
I would start Juan in center field,
and then you got a platoon of... You got Nimmo, Conforto, Jay Bruce, you know.
Leg brace.
Head brace.
Well, it's all dependent on the winter meetings. And
we could potentially see Bruce and Granderson traded this week.
We could. I want if you're going to trade
there's a lot of money
calls
to trade.
Going for Granderson.
I know. I read that. There's more calls for Granderson than Bruce. Which
but Granderson
understand.
Gives us more flexibility, though, because he can play center.
Yes. I wouldn't trade Curtis just yet. I mean,
depends what it's for.
Yeah. But maybe you wait till if you're going to trade Curtis, I would wait till the middle of the year. If that's your.
Here's the problem, though. If he hits 210.
Yeah. You know, but he always hits 210 at the beginning of the year and comes back and hits 380.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the same. He has good value, more value right now potentially than waiting.
I tell you.
The thing that makes him valuable is that he's always healthy.
Yeah.
And what if he's not in June?
If you trade Granderson in the middle of the year, he's going to the Bronx. I could see him back in the Bronx.
This week, this is an exciting week to be a Yankee fan, going to the winter meetings,
yeah.
Which is in fancy Maryland. What the hell? The winter meetings are in Maryland.
Where were they last year?
They're always like in the South.
Florida, right? Yeah, usually in Florida.
Or Texas.
Yeah, I wonder if this is going to change the psychology of the GMs, that they're going to wake up in
it's
a cold environment.
It's colder. You know? Sandy's mad.
Cold
He may still have cancer. You don't know what's going on. But with Jonas Cespedes, I mean, you know what you're getting. You're getting 5.5 great months of baseball with 6 weeks of... I don't know where I am, pep it in. It's like when Oz, in that episode of The Simpsons where Homer was Homer at the bat, you know, like Casey at the bat, but the plant had this baseball team. They got Ken Griffey Jr. and Wade Boggs and all these guys, and Ozzie Smith fell into the Springfield mystery box, and he just kept going through time. That's how I feel Jonas Cespedes plays baseball sometimes. Like he's fallen into a black hole and just doesn't understand what baseball – like what – riding a horse.
Well, he's the kind of guy, he takes sabbatical while he's at work.
Yeah.
Like, he has a six-week vacation package.
Yeah. There's a sick day here and there. Yeah. And you got to understand that.
But he's actively doing his job while he's on vacation.
Yeah.
He falls asleep in left field.
You know, game one of the World Series.
Yeah.
You know, those are the times when I need you more than I don't need you.
What I will say, though, when you see him make those boneheaded plays in left field, you know, he doesn't take the right route to a ball or, like, you know.
He'll come back and hit two more runs.
Back into him.
And also throw people out at the plate.
And throw people out from the wall.
It's not like he's a weak link in the field. He really isn't. It's just that.
No, I know. He can be a little.
He'll
be erratic. Yeah. And something else I think the Mets need to really explore is making Rene Rivera their everyday catcher. Is he going to.
He's your son.
$1.75 million.
A lot of money.
Which is what they agreed to. The arbitrator agreed with Rivera. Because the Mets were trying to only pay him like $975,000.
Right. Well, this is pre-arbitration.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't go to arbitration.
No, they went. No.
Isn't arbitration like February or something?
Yeah, yeah. No, this is before arbitration. They avoided it. They gave him more money, I think, to avoid him possibly going somewhere else.
I like Rene Rivera. I like what he brings to the team. I like the dynamic between he, Reyes, Cespedes, Cabrera, those guys. Yeah. I mean, there's something there, and I think you need to keep him around. You got to see...
Travis.
You have to trade that fucking piece of garbage.
Yeah.
What about Plawecki?
Plawecki. He'll be the backup,
I think.
He'll
be a platoon guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm giving him one more year. A catcher gets 2 years from me. Travis had his. Travis had his bad 2 years. Hey, what did he hit? 15 home runs in 2 years?
Yeah. Well, he had a great year, not last year,
the year before.
He had a pretty good
year.
Yeah,
but when you hit 238, four home runs and 12 RBIs.
He just doesn't stay healthy.
I don't need that. No. That's why I avoid McCann.
He's the kind of guy when he's hurt. When he comes back, it takes him a long time to catch up from being hurt. So it's like he's still hurt. I'm just not. It's just.
And Tim Tuffle's a special assistant
he's
to
back.
The organization.
Tim Tuffle's doing the laundry.
Yeah. No Ticky, no laundry, yeah, Tuffle. Exactly. Is that what it is?
That's his new nickname. I like that.
No Ticky, no Tuffle.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the worst third base coach maybe in the history of third base or coaching. Tim Tuffle.
The guy has the ball in his hand. He's about to throw it to home plate. He's like, yeah, go.
Yeah, just
go. You can hit it.
He'd send FDR on an infield hit. Jesus Christ, he's awful.
He just said Jose Fernandez.
Oh. Cocaine.
I wonder about Yoenis Cespedes, because it was a four-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering that if the no trade clause was the sort of trade-off instead of the fifth year.
Could be.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
could be.
Maybe that's what happened.
We also don't know how old he is.
Yeah,
right?
We don't know.
He's early 30s.
They say he's
for
30.
Cuban players, early 30s can be 30 to 50.
Yeah. Julio Franco's still playing.
They say 31.
They say 31.
He looks a little older than 31.
I mean,
doesn't matter. The guy's still great. I'm just, you know.
I mean, I would fight him on that.
Yeah.
Like Eddie Winslow fought the dragons in that episode of Family Matters. So,
okay.
Is that a gang?
They were a gang. They were a mean gang who wore pastel for the most part and danced. I remember them dancing in an episode.
So they were like from like the West Side Story type of thugs.
Yeah, but they beat
him
up.
Tough
and they knifed him. Yeah. They knifed Darius McCrary, who
they
played
also,
Eddie Munster.
They also,
Eddie Munster?
Eddie Winslow. They also wore jean jackets, too.
Yeah, that said Dragons. Yeah. Ooh, that's how you knew who they were.
Yeah.
Because you didn't. They were just guys at a pizza
So it was jean jackets
and pizza parlor.
That's I don't think she had a pizza parlor either.
What'd she have?
You ever seen an episode of The Simpsons where...
Yeah, Aunt Rachel had a pizza parlor?
Yeah.
Would they have a diner?
Rachel's Place.
Rachel's Place.
Yeah, well, that's a great name, right? They're sitting around.
I mean...
What are we going to call this?
Rachel's.
Who owns it? Rachel.
Rachel's
what
Place.
Is this? It's a place.
Okay. That's true.
Slap it up.
So
the Mets look good going into the winter meetings, but again, I mean, we don't spend a lot of time on the Yankees, but we got to talk about the Yankees because they may come away the kings of baseball after this week. With all the prospects they have to trade. The question
is... Chapman's going back there.
Yeah, I think everyone has it as a foregone conclusion. I don't know if Theo lets him walk. I don't know. You know who else is a dark horse for that? Are the Giants.
Chapman?
Yeah, Giants need a closer. They blew 30 saves last year.
The Giants need a bullpen general,
well, sure.
I think.
But, you know, who knows? Look, we'll see. They made an offer to Mark Melanson, who's still out there.
I like Mark Melanson. I think he's pretty good.
But the Yankees, they have all the prospects. They could get they could potentially get a Mike Trout. Nobody's going to trade Mike Trout.
No,
but I'm just saying
no.
That's the level of prospects they have. Who's out there for the trade, though? You know, who's moving that level of talent right now? That's the question.
See, what I would explore if I were the Yankees, not a Mike Trout, not a Bryce Harper, because Bryce Harper is probably going to be somewhere else within the next 3 years, I would say. I would look at a guy like Goldschmidt. Or somebody like that, where you can entice the Diamondbacks, who are on. I mean, in terms of their pitching, I think it's getting better. In terms of their hitting, whatever.
Where did they finish this year?
Last.
Arizona.
Yeah.
So they're getting the number one pick in June.
No. You mean in terms of record?
Right.
The Reds.
They were bad, but not. I don't know, Linda.
Yeah, I want to look that up.
Linda's sort of been on a
could be the Devil Rays.
Reds were pretty shitty.
The Athletics were pretty bad. The Brewers were pretty bad.
Remember when the Diamondbacks swept us?
The Phillies or the Braves. The Braves were awful, weren't they?
Remember when the Braves were in like second place though? Yeah. Like late into the season?
They were like 12-11. They were 12-11 once.
Speaking of teams,
the Twins were are going to be
number one.
They have 59 wins.
Ooh,
they had the least.
Hey, see, Mikey Kadai is bench coach for the Twins.
Good for them.
Torrey
Hunter. Remember when he did the right thing and he retired right before the season?
Smart man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate such things. I mean, we hope that other guys could do such, but probably
not. Like Darrell Revis.
Well, we were gonna go to the Knicks first.
Yeah.
I see what he was trying to do with 12-11.
I was talking about teams that game over 500.
Yeah.
And I'm dancing at the table.
People are dancing.
He got your pastel jacket on.
His $8 sweater.
That's right.
He got an $8 Manchester United sweater. And orange
$10 shoes.
$10 shoes. He's worth $18. So
that's the highest bidder.
Yeah. So the Knicks, boy, they took a home and home from the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can take from that is Karl Anthony Towns is going to the Hall of Fame. One. It's like, no, unless
year
he,
two?
Unless he gets shot in the face. JoJo Danza, we love you. McKnight. unless he gets shot or something happens to him, got back 47-23 in one game against us. He's incredible.
Yeah, but then the next game he did put up a dud. But I mean, like, that draft. At work, people, you know, were talking about like the players, like number one, number two. I was like, they're like Towns and Okafor, like they're like this
Russell.
Guy's, like, yeah, he was like, oh, I really like Okafor as a big man. I was like, no, Karl Anthony Towns is the package.
Yeah,
like he's the guy that will grab the ball outside and shoot it outside.
Remember the three of us. Who is this Porzingis character?
Yeah.
And I don't want him in my team.
And then this guy, was it the next day you were sending out all those videos of his draft workouts?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we felt a little bit better after watching that video.
I still didn't. No, I don't feel good when you
–
any name I can't pronounce in the draft,
that's
my number one rule.
Yeah.
You don't draft foreign players.
Yep.
You just don't.
And look where that got you.
Okay. It's Dirk Nowitzki and him.
Yep.
Those are the two exceptions.
Yeah, it's very, very few and far between.
You want Michael Olowokandi?
No, I'm all right.
Darko Milicic?
Well, he's got a ring, right?
Yeah, he was.
So does Luke Walton. Luke Walton's got four.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Walton's got four
he's
rings.
He's skating through life.
Yeah. And he's actually helping that team very much. The Lakers were Kobe cuffed as I like to call it. And now they
is that like a sexual term?
I think so. I mean, when you're an Aspen and you're fucking people in the ass, I think it's like that. So the Knicks look really, really good. There's one weak link on the team, and Jay was right about it. It's Joakim Noah.
Yeah.
He's really...
What do we do?
I don't know.
We just signed him for 4 years.
I know.
That's a Nick thing to do. That is a Nick thing to do.
You guys were all about it. The guy gets hurt going to the bathroom. It's unreal.
So we
were so excited, though, like in those preseason games when he's on the floor. It was up-tempo. The ball is moving. We're having a good time. And then he gets hurt. And, you know, the Knicks are starting to do this bullshit that the Mets do where they're not being totally honest about injuries either.
I think... In terms of baseball's a much longer season. Sure. And you can sort of skate around an injury a little bit, but not as Met fans because we know who our trainer is. We understand.
Dr. Ray.
Paging Dr. Ray. David Wright's head fell off. You know, but with...
He had a head.
But with the Knicks, I think Knicks fans now understand that we made a mistake. And
We can't even trade him until, like... Like 2 weeks from
where
now.
Where are we trading him?
We can't trade him. We can't trade him. He's Oz.
Yeah.
He's Oz for the long run.
Yeah, but I mean, but the only thing that can come of it is if we do make the playoffs, he has the playoff experience. He's got the grit and all that. And he has been, when he's on the floor, he hasn't been bad. Which
he
is not great.
He hasn't been good, though.
No.
No, you know? He hasn't.
I can't have 2 points and 11 rebounds.
Which is what I asked you guys going into the season. What is it about his past numbers, the last year or two, injuries and stats, that you were, like, really
rebounds.
Excited about?
Rebounds. It's really...
Kylo Quinn out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Man.
RKO out of nowhere, in case Ruben's listening.
I'm shocked.
Well, you know what Kylo Quinn said is that... Joakim Noah is coaching me on the sideline every chance he gets.
Maybe he's
benefiting from it.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's
$72 million dollar coach.
We got David Wright, a $72 million third base.
We had Derek Fisher with we're paying him $50 million or whatever.
That's crazy. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Remember that?
it seems so it was
25.
Long ago.
It's crazy.
It's 25 million,
so
but yeah.
Ago,
you got 25 million?
5 years, 25 mil, and I think he's got paid out, yeah.
What do you go, 2 years or a year?
Year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yeah, year and a half.
You know, that's usually the tenure of
the American
Knicks
dream.
Coach. Yeah. Exactly. You fuck Matt Barnes' wife. Yeah. You're the Knicks coach for a year and a half. You're scared of Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes posts that picture when you're fired, and now nobody's ever heard of
it. And you made $25 million in the process.
It's amazing. But one of the things I do want to say about the Knicks is that Courtney Lee going down is going to be big for us. He's sprained his ankle. Holiday has been just as good.
Great.
No. He's been really, really good, and you know me. I've been a proponent of Justin Holiday since the trade. I just think he's young. He's like, 25, 26? Mm-hmm. He's a young guy, and he has lapses in judgment.
Yeah.
Let's say that. He has lapses in judgment. But Courtney Lee's defensive presence has been so important to the Knicks that losing him for two games is too much, let alone it seems like 4 or 5 weeks you're going to lose him for. He sprained his ankle pretty bad. Yeah.
He's got a couple of things working too. I think he's got like plantar fasciitis too, or something like that.
No, that was Lance Thomas.
Oh, Dr. Thomas.
Get him out of here. That guy's a piece of garbage. Yeah. But the Euro Knicks, you know, Kuzminskis, who's just been great, and
he's a better Steve Novak.
Yeah, if there is
such a thing.
If he steps his toe in front of the line, it's not going 40 feet into the third row, you know. But with Willie Hernan Gomez too, he's great.
Yeah.
He's really going to be great.
So is Plumlee.
Yeah, he's got a scrappy dude.
He's scrappy. Yeah. He is scrappy. And I think there's just no place for him in this rotation at the moment.
Well, but with Noah out, we need that scrap.
Yeah, but what about the kid Ndor?
They sent him to Westchester.
I like him.
But he is very raw.
He is. No,
he is like you don't know what you're getting out of him.
He's a foreign player. He's like a real...
He's African, right?
Yeah, he's like a Ghana. Oh,
okay.
He's like a real far... Like, that rawness that Porzingis doesn't have, because Porzingis is just smooth.
Well, he's got a shot. Like, Ndor is a rhythm player. You know, like, Porzingis can shoot from wherever.
Porzingis has developed a spin move and a hook shot and a turnaround and all the things...
Bank shot.
And all the things...
Still can shoot the three.
Fast, agile, can dunk. I mean, he's going to be, like I said, He's going to be in the conversation for MVP. I really still believe that. Russell Westbrook.
I think he'll be in the conversation for, I mean, this is obviously very early, but the best Nick. Ever? He would be in the conversation.
Are you saying best Nick of all time?
Yeah, at least top five.
Well, for sure.
I don't know about that, man.
What can't
Walt
he do?
Clyde Frazier, no, I'm not Earl saying, the Pearl, Bernard King. Obviously, I put Melo in front of him.
I wouldn't put Bernard. I mean, Bernard King wasn't here long enough to.
Five years.
I mean.
I didn't like Patrick Ewing. Guy was standing in cement.
Of course you didn't like Patrick Ewing.
Guy was standing in cement the entire time.
Yes.
Guy was standing in cement.
Let me tell you, Elvis
Patrick
Presley
Ewing
and
numbers,
the Beatles.
Please, Linda, if you can.
Go ahead.
Elvis Presley and the Beatles. Those guys had no talent.
Yeah.
Well. Paul McCartney had talent.
Yes.
Anthony Mason, I would put him. I loved.
You put Anthony Mason above Patrick Ewing?
Yes, absolutely.
You're out of 100%. Your mind. You're out of your mind.
I put Charles Oakley in front of Patrick Ewing, too.
What's your take on oxygen? You think it's overrated?
I mean, I want to die. So there's that. But you're looking at, you got even Dave DeBuscher was there for a long time.
But DeBuscher wasn't like a star.
Bill Bradley was nasty. He was nasty.
The star was definitely Walt Clyde. Yeah. He was the star.
Yeah, of
Earl the Pearl was a star. Yeah. I mean, DeBuscher was a good player.
Yeah.
Bradley was a good player.
Bradley was a very, very good player.
I mean.
Very good.
And Ewing was an all-time good player, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay.
But,
I mean, in a league where you had Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, Charles Barkley, Larry Bird.
He's better than Charles Barkley.
Patrick Ewing's not even in the 10 of those guys.
He's better than Charles Barkley.
Okay, well, look those numbers up. Let's look those numbers up, too. I mean, at that time, I was never a Patrick Ewing guy. I never cared for Patrick Ewing. Whenever he went up against Derek Coleman proved that he was soft. He softened Patrick Ewing. Derek Coleman let him know what it was like.
Derek Coleman was stool softener. Patrick Ewing.
Okay. That's some numbers. All right. So
go ahead.
I'm sure because it's all these different numbers here. Hold on.
There's a lot of numbers.
There's a lot of numbers.
There's a lot of numbers.
Well, it's like presented very weird.
Basketball references is not as good as NFL.
You think we would go to a different website at this point?
No. I like Basketball Reference because all you got to do is hit season by season, and it'll give you points per game. I mean, I don't understand why people like this.
All right, he averaged 21 points in his career.
Yeah.
He averaged
13 rebounds?
He averaged 2.5 blocks a game.
Okay. Give me the rebounds.
Steal a game, 10 rebounds a game.
21 and 10. David Robinson, please.
David Robinson. Did I say he was better than David
Charles
Robinson?
Charles Barkley, please.
I said, yeah.
Hakeem Olajuwon, please.
Let's look up
Barkley. Karl Malone, please.
Olajuwon was better.
Karl Malone was better.
Okay.
I mean, there were at least 10 centers at that time that were better than that guy. At least.
But we're not, the argument was.
Knicks?
Yeah, the Knicks.
Okay. So that tells you
how great the
Knicks have been.
David Robertson was 21, 10, and 3. Well, 2.5.
So identical.
Identical. Give me Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley?
Give me the Barkster, who said, I love it. The Warriors play girly basketball.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'll never be a fan of that.
I love it. Yeah. Girly basket. It's what it is.
Kevin Durant.
Shoot.
22, 12, and 4.
Thank you, sucker. Thank you, Charles Barkley. Thank you. You know,
I remember
Philadelphia 76ers Charles Barkley, how great he was.
Well, I was also going to say, he brought an element to the game that is not on the stat sheet.
I'm not a role model shit with some of the greatest stuff ever. Chris Webber. Give me Chris Webber's numbers.
You don't think people were afraid to go inside on Barkley? That changes the game.
No, I think Chris Webber's injury history precludes him.
Okay, but just give me the numbers. That's all.
He was very good.
He was one of the best. Chris Webber was one of the best I've ever seen. Shame his knees couldn't hold up.
21, 10, and 4.
Okay. Yes. Identical. Okay. All right, Karl Malone.
Karl Malone's at least like 25
We could just keep doing this till 12 o'clock.
But I'm saying in terms of the importance for the Knicks.
I understand what you're saying. That's how great basketball was. See, and it's funny. The people are telling me.
Also Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Michael Jordan won almost all of them.
He was in a puppet.
Your puppet.
But in terms of basketball, right? Everybody's telling me we're in a golden era of basketball now. And while I think we have better shooters and more agile players, I think that era of basketball, which I would have loved to have been 25 or 26, seeing that shit, like that violent style of basketball, like Premier League basketball, you know?
Good. Yeah, it's good.
And I think the bad boy Pistons, those teams, you don't have that and you don't have that grit and fire, because it's all about $700 million contracts now. You don't have that fire. Guys want – I mean, the only guy that's really doing it like that, Draymond and DeMarcus. The only – DeMarcus Cousins in the 80s would have been one of the best centers ever.
The problem with Draymond Green is like –
He's a girl.
Yeah, he's
girly
a bitch. Basketball. He's kind of a bitch.
It's girly basketball.
I like that he kicks people. Yeah. But when he does it, it's kind of like
kick him in the hoop.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't have that bad boy mentality to me. He more has
Even
like that
sweet
little,
chin music, James Harden.
Exactly.
But
James Harden is you put him in
anywhere.
He plays girly basketball. I think.
I agree.
He plays no defense. He plays no defense, and he's a bitch driving to the lane.
He's the
only one that shoots like 30 foul shots a game. Yeah. The only one close would be Dwayne Wade.
But why the hell would he do anything different with the numbers he's putting
exactly.
up?
Exactly. So he's got inflated numbers, which is why I would put Russell Westbrook over him.
But that's why. Well, that's why you have Russell to get Westbrook. More physical inside as a defender.
We can stop the MVP conversation now.
Yeah.
It's over.
Unless he
breaks his leg.
Right. Which, that's, you know, in a game where you're right. running a lot can
the
happen.
The man is averaging 31, 13, and 11. That's insanity.
This is what he's always wanted to do, but he's never able
to
do
it. Yeah, and the fact
they have the same record as the Knicks, right?
No, I think they're better than the Knicks.
They're not that much better.
Not that much better.
They lost like six in a row.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year. I think they straightened it out though. With what? 12 and 11 or 10 and 9?
Us?
Yeah. What are we?
12. Okay. Oklahoma City is 12 and 8.
Okay.
Uh huh.
And we're 12 and 11.
We are 10 and 9.
10 and 9.
They'd be 15 and 5 with Durant on the team.
Of course.
Right, because they'd
of
be a
course.
Better team.
Right.
Right now, he's just playing the ball that he wants to play, and that's what it is.
That's a test.
And they're not going to go anywhere.
Okay, so
you know they're not
imagine if Westbrook left that team. They'd be as bad as the Dallas Mavericks.
Absolutely, yeah.
Who, I mean, poor Dirk. That guy just stuck around and hoped that
he got
Mark
paid,
Cuban.
Though. He got paid
yeah,
this
but
year.
But he also hoped that Mark Cuban could put something around him. I mean, your big free agent
but
signing is Harrison Barnes.
He tried. He kept trying to sign people, man. And they kept saying, no, thank you.
Well, that was 2 years ago with the...
Also with DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
That was a year ago. That was last year.
Wasn't it 2 years ago?
No, it was last year. He was all ready to go, signing the contract.
Yeah, let me tell you.
And then he disappeared.
Clippers look mean. They look mean.
They're good.
They're playing harder.
Oh, they would DeAndre beat the Jordan shit the one out of that, like
said
like,
yes, shook his hand, and left.
And then like,
and then Chris Paul and Paul Pierce got on a plane like you ain't going nowhere, bro. You know.
Yeah, Clippers are 16 and 5.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
The
good.
West is cuckoo. The West is still cuckoo. Spurs having a little bit of trouble this year. A little bit of trouble.
It's tough without Tim.
16 and 4.
I mean,
yeah, they're always going to be good. The Spurs,
but it's funny.
They can play with four guys.
16 and 4 to me. Is a little bit of trouble for the Spurs. And that's wild how good they've been. And I don't see that.
I mean, they almost lost to the Mavericks like a week ago.
Yeah.
So I was like.
Well, Pop rested everybody and then came out and did his little Pop thing that he always does and says, oh, we played like trash and all that. And then I don't know if you noticed that in that interview after the game, the camera stuck on the door that Pop went into.
Yeah, and
he comes
came
out
back,
and goes,
yeah.
They should have won that game.
Yeah.
And goes back inside.
Yeah,
I mean, he's such a great troll.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love Popovich.
They're undefeated on the road, which is weird.
That's incredible. That's incredible. How bad are we on the road?
We're very bad.
We're
very
undefeated
good.
At home, right?
No.
We lost one.
I think we lost one.
We're 8-3 at home, 2-6 on the road.
Yeah. That's
Mets numbers.
Yeah.
That's some Mets numbers there, boy. Well, no, that's reversed. The Mets were better on the road last year, weren't they?
I don't remember the split.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've started playing better at City Field the last few years. Remember, that place opened. We couldn't win a game there.
Well,
your
wall was
450 to center field.
Yeah, you have to hit it
to You have
to like
take a
Jersey.
Train out there to get close.
Your boy Melo showing some...
I'm telling
showing
you.
Some,
I'm telling you. The clutch, gene is there.
That jumper was big.
I just don't think he can be the lead. Like, I think I like that it's Porzingis kind of being the leader.
I don't think anybody's the leader right now. I think it's wide open, and I think that's a good thing at the moment. I think it's important to have Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose, who came out this week and said, I want to finish my career
love
here.
It.
I want to play being Nick
love
the rest
it.
Of my life.
Love it. He is playing some of the best basketball I've seen Derrick Rose play.
He's good, I mean, because he's not forcing it. Because
no.
he doesn't have to.
No.
You know, so.
On those Bulls teams before Butler got there, I mean, who was there really with him? Who was there with
Noah.
Him?
What's his name? Joakim Noah, I think was it?
Well, okay, but you're talking.
On the sideline.
I'm talking about you have three or four guys now that he can just facilitate him and that he can dump the ball off to and can score.
I think the total like unsung hero on this team is not even playing on the floor. It's Jeff Hornacek, without question.
I love it.
This dude absolutely knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Because when Derrick Rose start chucking up shots at the end of the game, Derek, sorry, man. Brandon Jennings is going to come in. Yeah. He's going to take your spot. You guys can't occupy the
same
place.
And he doesn't let other teams get on runs.
Yeah.
If there's a 4-0 run, he'll take the timeout. It's smart because, you know, Onion Head and Herb Williams and Derek Fisher have no idea how to use timeouts.
Yeah.
They let a team go up 16-0.
Yeah.
And then, okay, I think it's time
to
take
we didn't talk about this.
Well, hey, Quincy Acey, can you play better?
He was only calling a timeout because he had to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Matt Barnes' wife was texting me. I had to answer it really quick.
Which one's Onion Head?
Kurt Rambis.
Oh.
He's Onion Head. Yeah. He remains, and he sits there like an Onion Head. Like, I mean, nobody could see my face on the radio, but it was an onion head.
You know, I've always said you had a face for radio.
No, I mean, really, he's on. I think Kurt Rambis is on the spectrum. I'm pretty positive. I'm pretty positive Kurt Rambis
but
is on the
Derek
spectrum.
Derrick Rose, as we said going into the year, we knew he still had the talent. Was he going to stay healthy? That was the question. So far, he is.
He's taken some pretty mean bumps,
29 to 30,
though.
Right? So he's still got
28.
Gas in
he's 28.
28.
Yeah, because he was a one and done. Yeah. That's the thing. When you talk about players and they've been in the league for a while, if they're one and done, they're still relatively young. Like Kevin Durant is like 28 still.
Younger. No, Kevin Durant's like 27, 26.
No, he's starting
Rose
to get.
Is 28.
Yeah, give me Durant. But
Durant, who also, by the way, is having a nuts season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Of course. But
he's 28 too.
He's 28.
Kevin Durant.
The Warriors, though. I know they're scoring 140 points a game. I guess.
Also
you.
Giving up 120 points.
Also giving up 120 points a game. They're a defensive liability now. You know why? Because they let go of Harrison Barnes. And Iggy.
But he got money.
Is Iggy still there?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, he's still there. I mean, who's their center?
Zaza.
God, he's awful. He's so bad. Remember when the Knicks were trying to sign him like 3 years ago? Oh, my
Lord. When the Knicks were trying to sign you.
You know, you
step away.
But
look away.
Going to the other side of the thing with the Lakers, man, the Lakers are a surprising team. They're gonna be really, really good next year. Next year, once they get one more free agent piece over there, I think they're going to be really, really good. They need a center because Timofey Mozgov ain't your center.
Well, they signed him to a deal for 4 years, so
yeah.
He's going to be on that team unless someone takes his giant contract.
I think somebody will take his giant contract. I think there's a trade that can be made like with a team like Dallas or with a team like Houston. I think
wouldn't want to take on money like that. Not for a subpar player like Mozgov.
The contracts now in basketball are all
it doesn't really matter. They're all inflated. But
but why even take that on?
But the thing with Dallas is they're going to lose for a very long time.
Okay.
And
there's some good players coming out in the draft this year.
Well, I understand that, but who are they going to get? Because Nowitzki's retiring. Okay. They don't have one single. They don't have a good player on that team. Harrison Barnes is an okay player. But he's not a star. They're trying to make it Harrison Barnes' team, and it's not that way. It can't be.
I had Harrison last night.
Yeah,
FanDuel.
So did I. Yeah. Shit the bed, that son of a bitch.
I haven't done a FanDuel in a while.
I've been doing a lot of them. Here and there, keep me in the casino.
22 points, five
big
rebounds.
Big day today for you right now. Big game going on.
Don't.
I'm not saying anything.
Don't. Nope.
But hey, I'm proud of you.
Thank
so
you.
Far.
Yes. So so we'll figure that out in a little bit. But we're gonna also talk about the New York Football Giants here.
Big game today.
Bigly.
You're gonna see my boys go out there and obliterate the Steelers.
Oh,
I don't want to give away I don't want to give away my.
Somebody's
my pick
been smoking at the, angel dust.
At the end, when we do our predictions, I'll give you my points and stuff.
Here's why the Giants are gonna lose four in a row.
Go ahead.
Here's why. Give me the schedule right now. Because I know they got the Steelers. I know they got the Cowboys again. I know they got the Redskins. And they got somebody else.
Eagles.
The Eagles, they might beat the Eagles.
We're the only team to beat the Cowboys, too.
I know. First game.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Dax, fine now. We're okay.
I don't know. That team had some issues.
Steelers.
With the Vikings, though.
Yeah. Cowboys, Lions, Eagles, and then Redskins.
Oh, I see four or five losses in there. I really, because you're facing defense. The Lions' defense is underrated.
Yeah,
I've
had them a few weeks.
The Eagles' defense is good.
It's good.
Their offense has sputted out a little bit.
That Carson Wentz.
That's what happens when you got nobody on your team.
Big Ben will exploit your defense.
The Giants' defense has turned a tremendous corner the last few weeks.
You have three very good players, and that is all.
I don't know. JPP is back to being a premier.
Okay, premier you played the Browns player. And the Bears. Hold on.
The Browns, the Bears.
We'll see. Bengals. We'll see today.
Yeah, I mean, you played some real shit garbage.
We'll see.
I mean, I'm telling you this right now. If you don't have a running game, you're not going anywhere. Yep. That's how the football works now.
Yep. You also said last week, you know, the Giants are going to blow away the Browns. And I said, oh, slow down. I'm not so sure about that. So, but I'm telling you.
And that's a problem.
Yeah. But
that's
a problem. But this has always been the Giants' issue under Eli. Games they're supposed to win, they're nail biters. Games they're supposed to lose, they pull it out.
Okay, the Giants, I think it's something in their last six wins or seven wins, they've won by a total of 43 or 44 points. Something in that vein. And that's a touchdown a game, or less. Yeah, or less.
Look at how the Cowboys are winning games. Same thing. They're not blowing people away. The Cowboys almost lost to the Vikings. They narrowly beat the Eagles on Thanksgiving.
Thanks, I had the Cowboys +4.
They only they beat the Eagles by less than a touchdown, so it's not like the Cowboys have been blowing through people either.
And let me tell you, I think Tony Corrente was the official in that game. I hope your family dies in a car accident, Corrente, because you really fucked me. What a piece of shit. Holds that weren't holds. Face masks that were clearly face masks and you couldn't call them. I had the Cowboys +4 and a minute and 40 seconds in, I was floating. We were floating to the finish line. And then Sam Bradford gets his face touched.
That was tough.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Help me out, Corrente, you guinea bastard. We're paisanos, Corrente. Pox on you and all your ancestors.
Carretti's body found floating in the East River.
I didn't do it. I was with Jerome Boga that night. Right, Jerome? He was with me.
Yeah. I'm going to get you the Cowboys.
Go ahead.
What they're winning by.
Go ahead.
In the meantime, talk to this guy.
Okay. Are you agreeing with me here with the Giants? Do you think they could lose these four?
I mean, it's sort of... reminds me of last year's Jets, right? Where there was a span of time where we were playing absolute like trash teams like that were like bottom 10 in defense.
And we were destroying
Destroying them and getting past, and sometimes not so much, maybe like we squeaked by. And then that's why we got to 10-6. Now, this is the harder part of the Giants schedule.
Yeah.
But
the hardest.
But things tend to swing in the Giants' favor for some reason.
They're a momentum-based team.
They are a dumb luck. Close my eyes, throw the ball, catch it with the tip of my penis.
Until you got one Super Bowl.
It's amazing the Giants, even when they win, can't get credit in this room.
Get credit. It's not just this room. It's the sports world. Colin Cowherd thinks they're going to lose the next five.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't like the Giants, mainly because their offensive line is poo-poo.
Cowherd was
that's true, and Eric Flowers is bad.
You only throw to one receiver.
In some games he doesn't even go to him. Some games
Odell
doesn't
see the ball. I drafted Sterling Shepard, you dumb Okie. Throw to him.
So did I.
You fucking idiot. What? You got more than one
guy. He wants to throw to Will Tye.
And when you're not throwing to Will Tye or Odell Beckham Jr., you're throwing to Bobby Rainey. Yeah. What is this, 1998 football?
Big Bob Rainey.
Bob Rainey sounds like a 1950s football player.
It's Eli's
get over to Bobby Rainey. Down on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, it's horrible. Sid Luckman.
Oh, he fumbled it.
His favorite play, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Very good.
Okay, Dallas. I'll go to their wins. Beat the Redskins by 4, beat the Bears by 14, beat the 49ers by 7, beat the Bengals by 14, beat the Packers, this is by 14, beat the Eagles by 6, beat the Browns by 25, beat the Steelers by 5, beat the Ravens by 10, beat the Redskins by 5, beat the Vikings by 2.
Okay.
The only questionable one would be the last game.
They're not blowing the doors off people.
Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl.
You know what? I thought about that this morning.
Cowboys are either going
to... Who are they playing then? The next couple.
Yeah. I mean, they have two or three easy ones, I believe, in there.
They're playing
Giants, Bucks, Lions, Eagles.
They're going to beat the Bucks. They're probably going to beat the Lions. The Eagles are going to be the toughest one.
Because that's at Philly in, yeah, like, you know, the 1st of January. So
yeah, I think they could probably handle the Giants 6. They'll beat them by 6 or 7.
Are they the 8:30 game tonight? The night game?
No, 425 tonight.
Yeah, they have it listed as 8:30 on the website.
Which? Giants?
NFL.
Was it flexed out?
Giants-Cowboys is 8:30 next week.
That's what it is.
You got the...
Oh,
you
get, we're on the,
yeah, they're on the bye.
You're 425 okay. This week.
Here's the real test for Dak Prescott, because he has been good. Even in the tough wins
not
that
Thursday.
They do.
He wasn't very good for me on
yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah, but even he still... They were down, and then they came back, and they won it, and like, whatever. But the fact is, now's the tough part where he actually has to go to cold weather places. Because a lot of the times, it's either been fairly good weather or they're in their dome. You know, so, like, this is where the true mettle of a quarterback is tested.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
Indianapolis?
No, I think it's Houston. It's Houston.
Houston, yeah, Houston. You're right.
Okay.
Which is a dome, but, like, that's what they're trying to do. But I'm saying they are going to win their division no matter what, but, you know, so, but it's depends on who they face in the divisional playoffs. Because what if they do face
the Skins?
The Skins, or but they'd have home field advantage, mm-hmm, though. So
Dallas is very, very good at home this year. Very, very good. Well, but I'm not only crediting Dak Prescott, because Dak is very good.
You Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, guys, I picked Todd Gurley over Ezekiel Elliott, God damn it.
So did I.
God damn it. How many touchdowns does Todd Gurley have this year?
I have no clue.
If he has more than four, I'll eat my hat.
Four or five, I think.
You've Ezekiel eaten a lot of hats this year.
Ezekiel Elliott has 13 touchdowns in 12 games.
Yeah. I knew he was going to be good. I didn't think he was going to be this good.
I did too, but I thought it was going to take him a year.
Yeah, no, me too.
I mean, well, I guess because
Dallas' O-line is nasty.
That's
too.
Why they had to draft him. Because usually people are like, you don't draft a running back
at
there.
Four. He was
you can,
four, right?
Yeah, he was four. He's like, you don't draft there. You can get good running backs and like with the whatever line. But the fact is, if you have an offensive line like that and you know that he's going to be a playmaker, take him.
This last draft was a very good running back draft.
Which is why I think about Fournette.
Todd Gurley has 4 touchdowns this year.
How many yards?
Not eating the old hat yet.
How many yards?
641.
Oh, my God.
Bastard.
Luckily, Latavius Murray is my other running back.
Has he been hurt at all, Gurley?
No.
No?
He just sucks. speaking of continuing a culture of sucking, the Rams have extended Jeff Fisher for two years.
Yeah. Great.
After what he did to Ernest Dickinson.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because he talked about
Ernest
it on Colin's
was
show.
Your whole franchise for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And you Hall won't famer. Let him in the fucking building?
As
you won't let him talk to your team? And then Snoop Dogg comes out, and which is really funny. He said, fuck Jeff Fisher, that losing ass motherfucker. That was really good. He said, I don't even give a fuck about the Rams anymore. I don't care. I'm with the Raiders now. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Raiders fan. He's a Steelers fan. He's an everything fan.
But the
fact is, Jeff Fisher outed himself about the conversation.
Yeah.
Eric Dickerson wasn't even going to
–
it's Eric.
Eric. Who am I thinking of? Ernest Biner?
Is that your accountant?
No, Ernest Biner. Ernest Biner was a running back.
You don't have an accountant. What am I talking about? But anyway –
he's got a plumber.
Five times is my accountant.
The thing is – Eric Dickerson was being, you know, he was asked about it, and he was like, yeah, they said this and that, and like he didn't mention who he spoke with. And then Jeff Fisher was like, yeah, he spoke with me. And he's like, just because you're this, you're not going to get special treatment, whatever. And he's like, look, he's like, I wasn't asking for it. Like, he's like, I am a fan of the Rams. He's like, I will always be known in this family. I have a gold jacket. Yeah. Like you can say whatever you want. He's like, I don't expect special treatment. I don't need to be in the locker room all the time. Like, you know, but I want to see this team do well. And then now he's saying, if Jeff Fisher's the coach of that team, I will never be. He's like, I don't have to be at the games to support them. I'm always going to support them, but you know, not with him as
and
the
Stan
coach.
Kroenke's just a piece of shit. That guy's
a
real
too.
Moron.
Another 50s name.
Yeah.
Stan Kroenke drafting Bobby Rainey.
Stan,
what a bust.
Stan's with. Stands with Jeff Fisher over Dickinson, which is crazy. Don't you? I mean, doesn't anybody find that crazy?
Drafting who?
I mean, he stands with Jeff Fisher over Dickinson.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
I know. I mean, the fact is, Dickinson's not even a guy who's like trying to put his imprint on here. He's just like trying to be around it. Like,
yeah.
He's like that. He's not even like trying to give you information or
but
anything
does that,
like that.
But so that leads me to believe that there may be more that we don't know.
I don't think there is.
You think it's just surface?
I think it's surface.
Well, he was asked, because the way it started was, what do you think of the Rams, right? And he's like, obviously they're not good. Like he can't honor – if he answered, oh, no, I think they're really good and they've got some real potential. They'd be like – so he's like, no, the way that they're running things and the fact Case Keenum was out there 4 weeks too long and all that, and it's – you know, he's criticizing the team. And Jeff Fisher doesn't like criticism, even though he's a coach that totally deserves criticism.
Oh, yeah, he's awful.
7-9, here we come.
They were looking for the Joe Girardi.
Yeah.
You know, Yankees lose by 90 runs. Joe, how'd it go out there?
We threw some good pitches.
We had some good at bats. We fouled off a couple of pitches.
Yeah.
I think, you know, overall, the guys put in a good effort today.
Yeah, you know, Rob Refschneider looked good today. you know, he had a couple of foul balls, struck out three times. But we don't look at that.
Last at bat.
Ground ball right in front of the plate.
I don't know what you would do without the Yankees.
Torres also had a nice game. He was very good for us. Austin Romine was he was doing some things.
Yeah, he caught the ball behind the plate pretty well.
Behind the plate. Framed a good
Speaking
game.
Of baseball,
the hot dogs were warm.
Yeah.
Are we not going to address the All-Star game? No longer mattering.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Me and Joe are on the opposite.
We're at odds on this.
And I'll go right in the middle. I really don't care. Right.
Really?
I don't care.
I think it's so important.
I love the All-Star game. I really enjoy it. I think they're.
I don't like it without this.
I think the value of All-Star games has really gone down to a point on the player side. They don't give a shit.
I mean, who the fuck watches the NBA All-Star game? I watch the dunk contest.
I like the skills contest.
Yeah, but that's
baseball
sort of my point.
That, by the way.
You know the best All-Star
game?
It's
very antiquated.
No, baseball needs a skills contest. That
would
be a lot of fun.
Oh,
that
would be
in Japan.
Yeah. The best All-Star game has become the NHL All-Star game. You know why? Because it's 3-on-3.
Oh, that's
and that's fucking
yeah, that's
cool.
Fun, yeah.
That's really cool.
It's so much more space.
And the skills competition is still good there.
Yeah, that's
the only
good.
Time I watch hockey.
But you know, in Japan, they do a bunting contest at the All-Star
game. I mean, that would be so cool.
See, if they're going to do that, then I'm okay with it. Like, have a skills. But to take away the point of it, they're not going to care anymore.
See,
I'm not going to watch it.
The thing is, people hold on to the MLB All-Star game because back in the day it mattered. Something.
Yeah. It mattered.
But the thing is, it's an antiquated point of view. The present-day players don't care about the Pete Rose slide. They don't care about that
You know,
stuff.
The All-Star game originated only
and
because of World
Terry
War II.
And why should Terry Collins fuck it up for Joe Madden last year?
He almost did.
With his stupid substitutions in that game.
I'll say this, and I said it in
Terry?
Text message.
Terry fucking up a game?
I said it in text message. America could take 3 hours of Terry Collins fucking up a game if I could take 162 games of Terry Collins fucking up a game. Okay? America could take those 3 hours. And you know, it was because Joe Madden was a whiny fucking asshole about
Can't
it.
Stand Joe
I mean,
Madden.
He was such an asshole about this one thing. Listen, this is a great way to make baseball equal because the Cubs won 161 games. You know what?
But how is that
the
equal?
American League won the fucking home field advantage. Deal with it. You won the 161 games. You can't win three more?
Well, and what I do like about putting home field advantage up for, you know, in the All-Star game is maybe guys will want to play in it if it could potentially affect them.
Oh, and what's this smokeless tobacco thing? Did you see this? Kids who are 22 or younger?
No, anyone who debuts basically this year can no longer chew any type of tobacco, no, regardless of what the state law is.
What is this?
Yeah.
What
that's
is
stupid.
This?
But one thing I do like about the new agreement, the disabled
is that the Tony
list.
Gwynn law? Is that what they're going to call it? Probably is. I bet that's what it is.
Hey, did he die of mouth cancer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The 15 to 10-day disabled list now? They just changed that. I think that's good.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
so I didn't read anything about it.
Because the minimum is 15.
Right.
But
yeah,
now it's 10.
Now it's 10.
Wow. So now
– are you going to call that the Ray Ramirez rule?
Yeah. 6 years disabled.
No, I mean if someone's like injured in a minor way, instead of like needing those extra games to rest and possibly lose him for like 3 or 4 games that he could have played, you know, they're available for.
The only thing that was good about – I don't know if this is still counts, but if somebody's on the 15-day DL, you could always retroactive them a little bit. So if they hadn't appeared in a few games, you can retroactively put them on the DL.
Right.
So like if you hadn't played the last 4 games, I could put you on a 15-day DL and you're only out 11 days.
Right.
I don't know if that's still there, but
– I mean I want the DL system to remain the same.
Which
I
is
think,
disabled list, if for
yeah,
those of you
yeah.
who don't
know. I think it's a very good 15, 30, 60. I think that's what it should be. I think it just makes sense. Or if instead of 10, it should be 7. It should be 7, 15, 30, 60. That's what 7-day DL. For a week, you know, because guys, maybe you got a sprained ankle, you got a sprained finger, you got something like that. It's not going to take 15 days, and I know they have the retroactive thing, but a lot of rosters are fucked up because of the retroactive situation.
He wants the disabled list to follow the welfare check system?
Absolutely.
15 and 30?
Well, if it's a holiday, it's 32.
Yeah, we're all fucked.
All right, let's get to predictions for week... what is it? 12? 13? I don't even know what week it is anymore. Yeah.
That's what happens when you have a bad football team.
When is your last show, by the way? We talked about this last week without you, but...
Is this it?
No, it's not. But I will not be here next week. Sorry, folks.
He's going to Seattle.
My scouting... Nice. I'm doing coffee. My own scouting. Yeah.
Will you leave this for me?
My sweater?
Leave your scalp. I want your hair.
Good hair. All right. The following week will be your last week.
Her first day of work is the 27th.
Knowing.
So
it's being a little cagey here, folks.
That's because we don't know when we're moving.
It's being a little cagey.
But I have maybe like another two or three shows.
Two or three in the tank?
Yeah. We'll do the best of Steve on his last show. Where we just beat him to death.
With his own shoes?
Yeah. No, I want to be
shoes.
Yeah, with your orange shoes.
With the orange shoes. All right.
Chiefs at Falcons. Atlanta get 5.
Oh boy!
I'll take Atlanta.
I take the Chiefs.
I'll take Atlanta.
I take the Chiefs. I don't.
I think Atlanta could beat the Chiefs by more
than 5.
This is a cagey
pick, but I took the Chiefs.
5. No, I would take Atlanta. You know their offense is top 5 in the league, so let's do it.
They're gonna cover.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's less than a touchdown. So,
sure. Go ahead.
Lions at Saints. New Orleans gives 6.5.
I'm gonna take the Saints. I think the Saints' offense has been very potent this year. Their defense stinks, but.
That passing game is...
Yeah, passing game's serious.
Give me the Lions.
Okay.
I didn't take it, but if I were a betting man, I'd go Saints. Mm.
Rams at Patriots. New England gives 13.
I had it as 13.
There's a lot of injuries going around for New England.
I took
Gronk's
the Rams.
Done for the year.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, you fuck.
Yeah, Brady's questionable.
Yeah, but
he'll start, isn't he always?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The reason why
that they changed it to only questionable and not probable is because they put Tom Brady on the list every single week as probable, as like a weird like mental.
You said 13 or 13 and a half?
13.
It's 13 on ESPN, but I think in Vegas it's 13 and a half.
I'll take the Rams. I don't think it'll be 13 or 13 and a half.
I think the Rams aren't good. So even with Tom Brady hobbled and Gronk out. They've still proven to be very good without Gronk because he's missed games here. So I'm going to take the Patriots.
Broncos at Jaguars. Denver gives 3.5.
I think this could be a trap game for the Broncos because Lynch is starting.
Lynch, yeah.
Jaguars
are very bad.
They're very bad.
Jaguars are very bad, but I'm going to tell you something. They're going to win today.
Oh, boy.
That's how I know I'll be taking the Broncos. I'll take
Simeon's
the Broncos.
Simeon's out. Paxton Lynch is in. I say it every week, but this is Blake Bortles' week.
Wow. Oh, yeah?
Get your Bortles money ready.
I called that from the beginning. Yeah. That guy's a piece of garbage.
Yeah. Broncos. Yeah.
Broncos.
Texans at Packers. Green Bay gives 6.5.
Aaron Rodgers back. Packers.
Yeah, I think this is like the super best bet of the week if you were to choose. I would definitely take the Packers in this. Texans, I mean...
You want to talk about a whiff?
Yeah. You want to talk about, I mean, like, you know, we're talking about worst quarterbacks. Obviously, Jets are on there. Mm-hmm. But
he's the worst.
Yeah. Well, I mean, statistically, it's Fitzpatrick, but I'm
saying Osweiler. Yeah. I think Osweiler is worse than Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Statistically,
and that's
it
hard
is Fitz,
to.
But yeah.
That's hard to say anybody's worse than that piece of shit.
Yep.
But Osweiler is worse.
Yep. Packers, yeah. So, yeah, I'll do Packers.
Eagles at Bengals. Cincy gives 1.5.
Cincinnati is the most disappointing team in football again.
But they're always the disappointing team.
I know. I said again. Marvin Lewis packing his bags. I'm sure he'll find his way to the Jets somehow. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be doing something.
That guy's Teflon, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
Well, he's 3-7-1.
Yeah, this is it. He's fired.
You think that tie's going to be the thing that saves his job?
He's fired. I still think that the Eagles will take this one.
I will agree with him.
I just go with the defense of the Eagles.
Mm.
Yeah, and then A.J. Green's not in. He's still not playing.
Yeah, but they're finding ways to win without him.
Oh, yeah? 3?
That's a way.
We can lose 7 with you. We sure as hell can lose 4 more.
Go ahead.
What else we got?
Dolphins at Ravens. Baltimore gives 3.5.
Dolphins are surprising me.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
I took the Dolphins.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. It's upsetting.
I don't like it.
Yep. They're competing for a wild card spot.
They are. They're in the wild card at the moment.
Yeah. Well, because J.H.I. came out, you know.
Yeah.
You could
Without
say
J.H.I.,
came out of nowhere.
They wouldn't be anything.
You could say he came out of nowhere, but a lot of people knew about him. Not us, Joe.
No.
But you liked him, right?
I picked him up.
Yeah, Ruben likes him.
I didn't know for him. Go ahead.
49ers at Bears. San Francisco gives 41.
I don't know how they're a favorite on the road.
I think the 49ers are going to beat the Bears.
Have you seen the Bears?
have you seen the 49ers?
Cutler's out for the year. Yeah. And let me tell you, Kaepernick's getting better.
Yeah.
He's looking better.
I took the 49ers.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Bears at home. When you're getting points at home.
With Matt Barkley?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Bills at Raiders. Oakland gives 3.
This could be the best game of the week.
Yeah, this
could be the best game of the week. I'm going to take the Raiders because Derek Carr is just doing some things that I haven't seen since Brett Favre.
Some people think he's in the MVP talk for the year.
He's going to be there, but it's clearly Tom Brady.
This is a game where Rex Ryan dials up a Rex Ryan special and shuts down Derek Carr.
I got to disagree
with you. I took the Raiders. I'm going to say that. But I think this could be one of those Rex games where he goes into New England and shuts down Tom Brady. He could shut down Derek Carr.
Possible.
But I went with the Raiders.
Possible. What do you
like? Bills are the number one rushing offense in the league. Not even the whole league. The world.
Man.
Yes,
Sean.
The world, the universe. Yeah. And Raiders defensively are still questionable. And the Raiders have only been winning. You talk about like narrow
margins,
wins.
Yeah, like 5.
Theirs have always been. They had, I think, like 6 come-from-behind wins this year. Something like crazy like that.
But that's the importance of Derek Carr.
So you're on the Bills.
I'm going to go Bills. They take control of the game, and I'll take the points as well.
All right.
Giants at Steelers. Pittsburgh gives 6.5.
I think the spread's too high.
Yeah,
that's why I took the Giants.
If it was 3, I would take the Steelers. If anything 4, I would take the Steelers. I'm still going to take the Steelers because I think the Steelers are going to. I think they're not only going to beat the. Did you see what Le'Veon Bell's doing recently?
Yeah,
that man is. He's going to wipe the floor with that team.
He's going to be
single-handedly
under 100 yards rushing.
Wrong.
Okay, you heard it here, folks.
Good.
Under 100 yards.
Giants,
unless you're deaf.
Giants beat the spread, but they lose.
Okay.
Redskins at Cardinals. Arizona gives 2.5.
This is like the stupidest spread. The Cardinals are fucking awful.
Yeah.
They're awful this year.
You could take your money in the bank right now on the Redskins.
Yeah,
you could.
I mean,
uh-oh. Even Joey's though he's got that crazy look at his
No, I'm just scratching. I'm taking the Redskins. crazy?
No, I have dandruff.
No, I just yell it.
This spread would make sense last year. When they were actually good and they made the playoffs.
We've got 2 minutes, so let's speed it.
All right, Buccaneers at Chargers. San Diego gives 3.5.
Charges,
yeah. Big daddy.
Jameis Winston.
Okay.
All right. The Sunday night game, Panthers at Seahawks.
This is going to be a good game.
Seattle gives
7.5. I don't think so.
It's going to be a good game to watch.
Panthers have been figuring it out.
I won't be able to watch it today. It's the Goren holiday party tonight. We're going to be loaded and bloated. Panthers.
Seahawks. They feel
Seahawks
some type
5
of way.
Points last
I know. I know, but they want to. They want to murder Cam Newton.
Yeah,
And they will.
Oh okay. Yeah,
on the field.
And this will be the first time I'm going to ever say this publicly. I'm going to take my Seahawks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. It's there's
switching.
The door.
Yeah. I was going to buy you a Seahawks fitted as a joke, but I
now it's not. Doesn't seem like a joke
anymore. Funny
anymore.
Go ahead.
And then, of course, the Monday night game: Colts at Jets. Indianapolis gives 1.5.
Battle of
what a Monday night game.
Either way, luck is going to win.
And I kept them with the $600 yes. and his shoes. Yes. The Colts.
The best thing to do is go to sleep Sunday and just wake up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think the Colts, you said the super best bet. This is the super best bet of the week is the Colts.
Really?
No doubt.
I mean, they've not been a great team.
They're awful, the Colts, but I do
He's going to shred our defense.
I do. Well, we still got 40 seconds, so don't go crazy. United's playing Everton right now. Don't know what's going on. Don't care to know what's going on. I hope it's going well. I think we could have a good time. I got things happening, and I want to pray. I want to pray to
Arsenal
Mourinho.
Arsenal killed
West Ham.
It
after we
great.
Killed West Ham on Wednesday 4-1.
El Clasico.
Mkhitaryan starting today. El Clasico 1-1 draw.
Yep.
I had the draw. It was fantastic. Everything's going well. Let's
tremendous.
Talk. Let's think. Let's be bigly people. Somebody's got to go. Who's gonna go? It might be the Mexicans. It might be the whites. I'm not sure.
Bobby Rainey.
Figure it out. 5, 4, 3, 2.
You went way
the
too
world
fast.
Blast
off, Dr. Crane.